get some of our finances in order or get an idea of how we can kind of, you know, invest into the new year, we have with us best-selling author and personal finance expert Patrice Washington joining us this morning. Hi, Patrice. How are you today?
Hey there, Bruce. I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Great. Oh, I was doing a lot of holiday shopping, getting out there and spending some things. But, you know, this is the time of the year where you think, do I spend? Do I save? Give me some help getting through this time, at least.
Well, you know, I have to say this. Some people feel like it's time to definitely lock down and save because we have been in a lockdown, right? There's been a lot of emotional and financial stress throughout the year. So about 18% of people, according to a survey by KPMG, are saying they're spending less. But you also have folks, Bruce, in the same vein who say, I've been home all year and I haven't done any of my normal spending and I have some extra cash. I'm going to use it to make my friends and family happy this holiday season. And I think either way you go, holiday shopping can always be stressful. That was going on pre-COVID, right? And so you really want to think about, for your finances, how can you be more intentional and strategic and remove some of that emotion that comes with holiday shopping?
Removing emotion from holiday shopping. I can't, I don't know if I can separate the two, but other than I guess you maybe have to write things down, have a good budget or focus? Is that kind
of... Bruce, there you go. That's it. One of the first tips I have for you today is to shop with purpose. And that means, yes, you want to use a budget. And people don't like that word for whatever reason. But the budget is about telling your money where to go instead of looking up and wondering where it went, right? And during the holiday season, of all seasons, we're all typically spending more than we normally would. There's more groceries. There's more, you know, utilities because of the extra light. There's more decor. There's all this stuff, and you want to write it down, but then you want to have boundaries around that budget. Just because you write it down, that doesn't mean you're going to focus, like you said. But we want to practice focusing and getting clear because we don't want to go into January with all that debt and regret.
You know, you can get caught up in the same, you know, when you go shopping, there's impulse buy. You're out there, you see things, a nice display, you look at something that seems to be good. That same thing happens when you're shopping online, too. You can start to get tracked into that. So no matter where you're going, either online or in person, that purpose and focus, you know, you have to have that strength.
Right. And you have to remember that even though you're shopping, there's still an opportunity to invest in yourself. And I think this is what we don't realize. There are apps that will allow you to invest in yourself even while you're shopping. Can I tell you about my favorite one?
I'm interested in hearing this. Tell me how this works.
So my favorite one is called Bumps. It's a free app that offers fractional stock rewards for everyday spending. So, Bruce, picture this. You're out and about shopping anyway, right? Whether that's for your everyday necessities or it's for this holiday shopping season. Bumps makes investing as simple as hailing a cab. Anyone who has a Bumps account can literally turn a portion of their everyday spending, the money you're spending today on holiday gifts, into an investment in the future. So it makes Main Street accessible to, or makes Wall Street accessible to Main Street, right? And the reason that most people, Americans, 55% of Americans don't invest in the first place is because they say, well, I don't have extra money. This isn't extra money. This is the money that you were going to spend anyway, and now you get to earn these fractional stock rewards. How cool is that?
How does that work? Who chooses that? How do I know what it sets up? What fractions of stock am I getting? How is that all determined?
Well, there's actually, so it works like a rewards program, right? So you're out shopping anyway, and now you're building up that Bumps account so you can invest in fractional shares of stocks that you know and love. Everyday stocks. I'm talking Apple, Target, Starbucks, Boeing, Nike. So these are stocks that you know and love, and now you have an opportunity to participate in the stock market without all the money and the risk and the big money, right? Because it's just a fractional share. But it's opening up opportunities for everyday people who may have felt shut out from being able to invest in the stock market. Anyone with a Bumps account can do it.
So is there, an age to be an investor in that sense?
Well, of course you need to be 18 and over,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So because you're going to have a brokerage account connected to it. But if you go to Bumps.com, all of the information is there. You can download the app, the Bumps app, on your Apple, iOS, or on Google Play. But I think it's a really great opportunity for more people. I'm talking especially those who have been locked out of investing for a while. So a lot of women, people of color, there's great opportunity here. And again, you can do it while you're doing your holiday spending.
Like, does it let us know right away once we make a purchase what's happening, or do we get a daily report, or we just have to look through the app to get the updates on it?
You just have to look through the app, and it's totally free to download. So I definitely say it's worth pulling it up in your app store right now, starting your account, and practicing. Get in there.
And it's Bumped, B-U-M-P-E-D, bumped.com.
Correct.
All right, Patrice, we appreciate your time this morning, giving us some good information, something new out there for people to help save and invest and look towards the future.